A cane toad eradication plan, floated today by Queensland Senator Pauline Hanson, has received short shrift. She's rekindled the idea of a bounty to encourage children and welfare recipients to collect the pests, suggesting 10 cents per toad should be the rate. She's written to the Prime Minister about this. Researchers who've been working in the field for decades, though, will tell you that people are already collecting toads for free. Besides which, they say there's much more important work underway to control the poisonous menace. Stephanie Smale reports.
The list of attempts to control cane toads is long, and none have worked so far. In the past, salt or chemicals were even added to some waterways to try to wipe them out. Queensland Senator Pauline Hanson argues putting a price on their poisonous heads could help.
I've written to the Prime Minister and saying, look, all those people out there work for Dole's doing absolutely nothing, or even kids that are on holidays, put down the iPads, get out there, collect the cone toads, take them to your local council, put them in the freezer, get rid of them and clean up our environment.
Collecting or killing adult toads was the best management tool available until about 5 years ago. Professor Rob Capon from the University of Queensland says volunteer groups from New South Wales to the Northern Territory are still doing that to keep numbers in check and help with research.
The public are happy to do this for free right now. Now, the truth is, if you translate the 10 cents per toad down to an hourly rate, you know, you're offering to pay people $1 or $2 an hour to go and catch toads, which the only people who are going to be interested in that are children. And the best place to get toads, if you want a lot of them quickly, is on the roads at night.
Cane toads have been found as far south as Yamba in New South Wales and are making their way towards Broome in Western Australia. So is anything working to get rid of these fast-breeding pests? Fellow cane toad expert and Macquarie University biology professor Rick Shine says they're spreading too quickly across Western Australia to stop them.
Well, the fundamental problem with toads is their incredibly high rate of reproduction. So a single female toad can have 40,000 eggs in one clutch. It just means that even if you got rid of 99.9% of the adult toads in your local area, the few that were left could rapidly replace everything that you removed, you know, the first rainy night when a toad moves towards thoughts of love.
But there has been success with a simple trap that uses the cane toad toxin to lure and catch tadpoles. Professor Shine says that's used by community groups and farmers in some parts of Queensland and could work to wipe out the pests in other regions.
Probably not going to have a huge impact unless you're prepared to put in a lot of work, except at the invasion front. You know, if you're down there in northeastern New South Wales where the toad front is moving very slowly, it seems as if the activities of the toad busters down in that part of the world may well be reducing the number of toads and perhaps slowing invasion.
Scientists are also trying to teach native predators such as quolls and goannas about the dangers of cane toads in Western Australia.
If the first toad you meet is a small one, you eat it, you get sick and you learn not to eat toads in future. And so when the big guys turn up in the invasion, you leave them alone.
Researchers have also recently mapped the genome of the cane toad, and there's hope viruses detected in its DNA could reveal ways to get rid of the pest.
Stephanie Smale with that report.